Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 and namaste, everyone. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm speaking to you today from a very cold and frosty Drimmen, which is near Loch Lomond in Scotland in the United Kingdom. So we're going to warm these airwaves up. We're going to bring lots of love and lots of light into your life tonight. So stay with us for the next hour, and let's help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Southern Time and 7 GMT on the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some of the most interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers and authors, all here to help you find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. So, let me ask you a question. Are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you going to access and use it? You know, I've been working with the divine feminine empowerment energies for many years now, and Spirit has taught me how to channel the important messages that need to be heard at this time that will enable you to get to know this intimate aspect of yourself. And this is the very first Awakening Chat Show. It's an evolutionary show. It's going to take you a lot of steps forward on your journey. But you know what? We're all at different stages on this journey. Some of us have been working on ourselves for years and years, and yet we still have a ways to go. Some of us are just coming to all of this anew and thinking, you know, what is this? You have an awareness, you have an interest. So what I propose to do is to start at the very beginning. I believe that it doesn't really matter how far down a road you are. There's always something new to learn, something new to pick up. And for the very new people, I'm going to keep it as simple as possible and sow some wonderful seeds with you, because I really believe that you can grow within you a magnificent soul, a tree of love is the way I put it. And we're going to do it in a very grounded way. We're going to really connect with the earth, and we're also going to connect with the universe and all the beautiful illumined beings of light that some years ago now decided they were choosing me to work through. And I'm not the only one they want to work through. They want to work through all of you as well. So I guess one of my jobs during the next 5 or 6 months is to help you open up those psychic channels, become an instrument of the divine word. And I'm up for that. I hope you are too. So let's go to the top of this thing. We're calling it the Awakening Talk Show. So we are awakening. That implies, does it not, something is dormant. And so many people understand their work life, the TikTok life, as I call it, and they get into their heads and they forget all about the other aspects of their life, which actually emanate from the heart. And it's that primordial aspect of yourself that we are calling the divine feminine energy, because it's there. It's just about remembering it and remembering who you are. So let me ask you a few questions, ladies and gentlemen, because this applies to you all, not just ladies. Have you been leading a lopsided life? Have you been living a life to please others rather than being the authentic you, true to yourself? Now, if your answers to that are yes, it means more than likely you've been operating more in your masculine head energy than coming into your heart energy, your feminine power. So I want you really to think about this. Think of some of the situations in your life, perhaps, that you've witnessed where those two energies were way out of balance. If you were a woman, how did it feel? Just notice. And you know, one thing I'm going to ask you all to do, if you continue to tune in, as we hope you will, is to bring a journal and a pen to this party, because I'm going to be asking you questions and I want you to engage not just with me, but primarily with yourself, because this show is really about growing and developing you. So just think about those questions, let them percolate, listen to what I'm saying. Perhaps it will jog memories and bring things back into your awareness. Let's look now at what is feminine power. Now, as I've already said, for me, the head, all the head stuff that goes on is a very masculine energy. And in the University of California, many years ago now, two guys there actually won the Nobel Prize for Medicine because they spent 25 years analyzing the different properties, the characteristic aspects, if you like, of the neocortex of the brain. And they proved that the left-hand side of the brain was very mental in its way of being, very structured, controlling, quite hard. It was a doing, goal-orientated, very purpose, goal-orientated, purpose-driven, provider, if you like, protector, contained, linear, very structured, predictable, non-changing. And then if we look at the feminine, the right-hand side of the brain, here we go, very emotional, very in touch with all the emotions, flowing, creative, inspired, nurturing, caring, ever-changing, unpredictable, knowing, and inspirational, limitless, very visual, can see, can have this strong inner knowing. And you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, we all use both to some degree. However, it's only when these two are really singing from the same hymn sheet and are in total balance that we can release our optimal realization of life. We can really achieve all of our goals because we're in balance, and we use the heart as the leader. The heart is the leader. So you know what? I really want you to be thinking about this. Would you say you lead a heart-led life? Or would you say that you're in your head most of the time? Doing, doing, doing. Are you a human doing? When you're really meant to be a human being. So you really need to look at that and think about it. And if you feel like giving us a call, then please do so. Because you know what? Right now, we are going to have to go to the first break. But wow, there's so much to look at here. But you're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're just taking that quick break. When we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of you and your divine feminine energy. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane Geer from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. Now, we were talking about your divine feminine power and the different properties in the different sides of your brain and how it is you have come to deal with this and use it in the way you do. But, you know, I'm just going to mention something just before I go into that even further. The first five people who contact us here today will receive an MP3 of a very powerful channeling hypnovisualization from the Illumined Beings of Light that I did earlier this year, and it's guaranteed to clear a whole lot of your old negative programming from your base chakra. So what I'd like you to do is phone in. First five will get a copy. So get phoning, get contacting us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Now then, all of this lovely feminine power that we have, I wonder, if you've ever thought about how it's the one that's a bit short when it comes to having been dealt out to us. And it's really interesting because what has affected all of us, all of our lives, our cultural conditioning, religious dogmas, parental stuff, educational stuff, ancestral patterning. You know, there are many things that affect us and that have made us the way we are today. And I'm just wondering if you've ever thought about that. You know, how were you brought up? You know, in my day, I'm not going to tell you which decade I'm in, but in my day, my mother said things to me like, you should be seen and not heard. You know, make the men look great. Don't act so smart. You know, just shut up basically and go away. And I got a lot of that kind of programming, and it got to the stage as I grew older that when I did speak up, I'd go very red in the face. I was so self-conscious about speaking out, and it really affected me right through to boardrooms and very big banks. I may say I've had some very good jobs working for government and Barclays Bank, but when it got to the stage of having to speak out at that level, I could feel the embarrassment, the self-consciousness. And yet here I am today. I have overcome all of that, and it's taken a lot of work. But, you know, what it simply did to me was it eroded my self-esteem, my confidence, and my self-worth. So here are some questions for you. Let's think about this. Do you feel that you are visible? Are you visible to everybody? And you know, right at the top I said this is for men and women, this program. There are a lot of guys out there that perhaps don't feel seen. So we need to know about that. Are you seen? Do you feel that your contribution counts if you're at a meeting or you're chipping in to the boss or even just to your crowd of friends, you know? Is what you're saying, does that really count? Do you feel that you're heard within your relationships? Are you heard? Does the other half, the significant person in your life, really hear what you're saying? And you know what? It can be a real eye-opener when you really look at this. And how can we redress this balance and begin to really have a life of balance? You know, for me, awareness is everything, and being mindful, choosing to change. So if you can make your mind up today on this very first Awakening radio show to choose to make some changes that are going to embrace some of your feminine power aspects, then basically that's the way to go. Because, you know, our inner power, it's within us, our core power, we give it away. I kind of like to think about it like a bottle of water, a bottle of mineral water, and we go about and we give our power away to people. And if you can just imagine, you've got that power is in the bottle, it's in your hand, it's the water, and you're spreading it about. You give your power to your boss by saying, oh, yes, yes, three bags full, and not maybe expressing your truth. You give away your power in your relationships. You give away your power to your children all the time. You're bending over backwards to please people, hands up if you're a people pleaser. You know, and what happens in all of that actually is you don't see yourself. You don't love yourself. You are not seeing your own worth. And, you know, we can look out there and say, well, actually, no, they don't hear me. They don't this, they don't that. We know we've been programmed from the past and we can deal with that. But it's about taking that power back now and saying, well, actually, I'm going to choose to love myself and bring that power back. Because, you know, this time, this period of evolution that we are in, that is the main message. The main message I have channeled all of this year to my students, my clients, is that we must really learn to love ourselves, to value ourselves, and respect ourselves. Believe me, if you're not doing that for you, then it will not appear on your outside experience. You must get into doing this for you. Then life will never be a disappointment. How many times do you find yourself feeling or hearing yourself say to yourself, your self-talk, oh, I wish he loved me more. I wish she loved me more. I wish she would be more romantic, be more this, more, you know. Somehow or other, people are not showing up for you the way you would like them to show up for you. You need to understand this is your program. This is your experience that you project out through your vibration. Now, we're all totally vibrational beings. Good old Einstein, he had it absolutely right. And we all vibrate at different levels. Those that have worked a lot on our darker, our shadow qualities, if you like, will have lifted the level of light in our molecular and cellular structure. And we'll be slightly higher up on any scale you care to measure that on than someone perhaps who's right at the beginning, who's sitting on trapped emotions, suppressed emotions such as guilt or shame. And so it's when you work on these and release these, bring them into the light, because that's what this is all about. Surely the most powerful divine feminine aspect has to be love and compassion and forgiveness. And I'm going to add to that, primarily for you. Your life is all about you. You know what? When you've cracked that, you suddenly understand that, yeah, it was all about me, get myself in kilter. And then when I've got that sorted, then I can go out and really help other people. I can share that love. In fact, I've got love to share. I didn't have love before I did all the work on myself. Now I've got bag loads of it to put out there and share with others. And that's what I mean about growing a really solid tree. It's like a tree of love. Very well rooted, really solidly rooted. And then you bring all of the wealth of love from the greatest goddess of all, Mother Earth. You bring all of that up and into your being, and you fill yourself with it, flood yourself with it. And at the same time, you connect to that universe above, and you bring down the light, and you flood that into your heart. It all mixes in the heart. Now, we're going to do that exercise tonight. I'm going to do a short visualization and meditation. But right now, I just want you to be thinking. Think about your family, how you interact with them, how you interact in your relationship. Are you coming from a position of self-empowerment, self-referral? Or do you immediately kick off into, what do they think? What does she think? I'll phone my pal so-and-so, will know more about this than me. Or I'll phone that psychic down the road. She'll tell me what's going to happen. How often do you actually just pull right back in and say, hang on a minute, I need to talk to my body. I need to talk to my mind, my emotions, and my spirit, my soul. Because, you know, we are awakening that primordial essence. We are remembering who you are tonight. And when you really remember who you are a magnificent soul. And you're full of light. But you know what? As a human being, you have absorbed all of this stuff that goes on. And I regret to say so much of it is what I call lower vibrational stuff. But you know, it may have taken you many years to accumulate that. And the wonder, the miracles, because we are working with illumined beings of light from the highest of the high. And they are working with you to help you shift and change all of that. And that is the wonder. That is the wonder of it all. And so I just want you to be thinking, what aspects have shown up for you in the family, with your mum and dad, with grandparents, with siblings, all of that. Get your journal out, be writing, have a care, have a thought, and take time. Take time to write down right now some of those instances in your life that put you down, that caused you to self-doubt, caused you to negate yourself, caused you to abandon yourself and give your power away to these people. But you know what? I need to take another break just at this moment. I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk radio show. And when we come back, we're going to look at that lovely, simple way of tuning into your divine feminine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. We are back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. Well, I'm hoping that now you've got a good idea what your divine feminine traits are. Let's just go over them if you're not sure. We're incredibly inspirational. We're visual. We're creative. We're flowing. We're loving. We're nurturing. And yet if we're too much in that, we're floating about ungrounded. We really need those wonderful divine masculine traits to come in to balance us, to anchor. And it's when we use them in tandem equally that we really bring forward all that we can be in life. So I've also given you little questions. You're probably noticing how much you're in either the masculine, which would be head, 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 busy, 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 doing, doing, doing as you go through life, or you're in the feminine and you're taking time to be. I am a human being. And of course, we need to be balanced. So sacred marriage, if it happens inside you, then it's going to happen outside. And so when we talk of this globe of ours, this world of ours, it's only when we all calm down inside, when we learn that love and peace is the way forward inside, not getting angry with people, not choosing and picking fights with people. And of course that plays out, does it not? What we want to do is bring this right back inside and find our peace within. So let's just take 10 minutes tonight in this segment. What I'd like you to do, and I'm hoping that you are sitting extremely comfortably, I want you just to relax into your chair, into your sitting bones, and just take your awareness inside. And you're going to do that by gently closing your eyes and just letting those top lids rest on the lower lid. Perfect. And then you're going to take your awareness to your breathing. And very gently just breathing in and breathing out. Notice that in-breath. Really allow it to energize and rejuvenate every cell, every atom, every subatomic particle in your five bodies. So just allowing the breath to really relax you. Take that breath down, down and down, right down to the tips of your toes. And at the same time, breathing out, you just instruct yourself. You are your own best tutor. You are your own best guru. You don't need outsiders to teach you how to relax. Just tell yourself, I am relaxing. I am in command. I'm letting go of all the mind monkey chatter. I can let it go now. My mind is not in control. I am in control. I am the commander of my ship, and I am in control. And so as we still the mind with our breath, we visualize we're going to bring an extra dimension as we just allow ourselves to sink down and down and down into the chair. I am relaxing. I am relaxed. Now, take all of your awareness to the soles of your feet and put beautiful roots that are coming out the soles of your feet. They're going down and down and down into Mother Earth. And when you reach the center, the heart of Mother Earth, I'd like you to just feel her there. Wow, does she support you? She feeds you. She gives you the air to breathe, the water to drink. She holds you in her loving, warm, nurturing, caring embrace. She is such a wonderful example of all that is the divine feminine energy. And as you tap in there, you know she has an elixir of love and healing. And it's like a golden energy, a beautiful liquid honey. And I want you, as you put your roots in now, to begin to suck that honey, that healing right up through your roots. How perfect is that? Because as you do that, you can feel it coming up. You might even be able to see the golden color. So you're just pulling it up and up and up it comes. It's coming into your feet now. It's coming into your little toes there, and it's filling all of the flesh, all of the bone, all of the arteries, veins, tiny blood vessels. You're just pulling it up and up and up. Up it comes through the ankles, up through the legs, right up through the knees. And this is the trunk of your body. This is your beautiful, beautiful body that is just filling with love and with light and with healing. How wonderful is that? You're pulling that up and up and up. You're bringing it right up till it comes and sits in your heart. This beautiful golden goddess feminine energy is in your heart, primordial energy. Now, what you're going to do now is take all of your awareness to the top of your head and just see a connection going up to the universe. And you're going to call in from the universal energy the most amazing, amazing white light. It's called a white Christed light. Now, Christed just means highest vibration available. It's flowing down and down into your head. It's swirling into the left and right hand sides of your brain, balancing up the brain for you, flooding down into your eyes. It's healing. It's loving. It's wonderful. It's a miracle. And this miracle is passing down right through all of your facial muscles, right down and down into the throat. And as it comes into your throat, of course, the voice. The voice is so important to feminine energy because our voices have been suppressed, oppressed, and then eventually we got depressed. All the presses. But you know what? This white light's helping to wash all that away. And now it's coming right down into your heart center. And it's meeting and merging and mingling with that amazing golden goddess energy. And you see the yin meets the yang, male meets female in your heart. And this is what we're talking about, bringing these two amazing energies together to really form the sacred marriage within. And when I'm counseling people about relationships, I always ask, are you balanced inside? So you attract in, the law of attractiveness, the laws of attraction come in, because what you vibrate out, you will attract in. So when you are in a balanced place, you will attract in a wonderful, balanced opposite, whatever that is for you, significant other. So do you know what? You are balanced in that center now, and you're just going to enjoy that feeling because we're sending it through the entire body, through every artery, vein, and tiny blood vessel. And I'm just going to give you some nice time now to relax, to enjoy that feeling because we're pushing it through the wonderful physical body. We're then pushing it through the wonderful emotional body that's just outside of that, and then your mental body, and then your spiritual body, filling them all with love and light. And remember what I said, we're going to fill these airwaves with love and with light. And that's exactly what we're doing. Filling with love and light. How wonderful is that? Now, in a moment, you're just going to come right back. I'm going to invite you to move your hands and move your fingers and really reconnect with yourself, really reconnecting. And this is just wonderful because we're just in divine right timing as we're coming up to the next break, in fact. And we're there during the break. Take time to really bring yourself back to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we return, I'm going to share some ways with you that are really going to help you get in touch with your divine feminine power. So stay tuned.
each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back, dearest hearts. You've been learning and absorbing a lot about the divine feminine energy this evening or today, whatever it is with you. I just thought I would tell you that I'm used as a channel for source for these illumined beings of light, most particularly the archangelic realms and also Mary Magdalene. So even as I speak with you, the instrument of my voice is used to send out life-altering vibrations into your field of energy. So shifts and changes have already begun for you, even as you have listened to this evening. And if you tune in every week at this time, you are going to change in many miraculous ways. So let me just remind you about the giveaways. We've got five MP3s of a teleseminar that is profoundly powerful, designed to help you with your ascension preparation and also birthing the divine feminine. But you know, the major aspect of the divine feminine just has to be love. Love in all its different aspects. And earlier this year, I was asked to write that particular book, which I did. Spirit informed me that they wanted me to bring through the many aspects of love that would help you love yourself. So my book is simply called Love. One word, love. And it's available on Amazon.com. So please pick up your copy soon, because it will help you as you do this show every week. It will support your development, support your growth, and help you grow that tree of love, that core alignment to love that is happening. It's happening with Mother Earth. It's happening. All the chaos that is emerging in different countries in the earth is really any darkness, any shadow stuff coming up to be healed by love. So I really recommend it to you. Nice testimonials online to support that it really is helping people. Another thing I was guided to do for this January is a series of three teleseminars called Wise Woman Wisdom. And the woman is spelled W-O-M-B, womb-A-N. And it's on Fridays 11th, 18th, 22nd. And very much we'll be into primordial synchronized sounds. We haven't done any sound tonight, but we will be doing in the due course of the next 6 months of this program. And probably I will be channeling live from Mary Magdalene during some of these shows as well. So just stay tuned in. There's lots and lots to come. But I do recommend the January teleseminars to you. Also, I'll be working in America in Maryland, Baltimore in March 2013. And I just got a note today from someone saying there is a possibility of me speaking in New York on the 14th at the United Nations on empowerment for women. So quite a lot of things coming up. Also Galway in Ireland, and I'll be down in the south, London or thereabouts, England in April. So what I'm going to ask you to do is if you have any queries, my website is my name. It's patriciairiskerins.com, Kerins, K-E-R-I-N-S.com. And if you want to know what's upcoming each week on this radio show, then the website's www.theawakeningtalkradioshow. I'm available to do VIP one-to-one coaching sessions. On those sessions, obviously using Skype, landline, however you choose to do it, I can really step into your energy field with you. And we can go back into ancestral patterning that undoubtedly is affecting you, because I know a lot of people are coming to a stage where they've done so much work, they've got on really great, and yet they feel a block. So, you know, it's probably coming from ancestral patterning, and we can step in and we can resolve it. So very much able to help there. So again, lots of testimonials online on my Facebook page, email info@patriciairiskerins.com, the show, whatever. Lovely to talk to you. Lovely to help. That's why I'm here. That's my divine purpose. And I have to bring my voice forward to help the global evolution at this time. Because when we do start sounding together, it really is going to be quite amazing. So, what about a tip for the week to keep you in line this week? How about breathing? Gosh, I know everybody goes, breathing, you know, is something we all do all the time. In fact, if you don't do it, you're in deep trouble, folks. But you know what? Breathing properly is something else. And when you really just sit down in a chair, if you've been running about scatty, take 5 minutes to sit down, connect with the chair, and close your eyes and breathe. And I mean breathing deeply. And if you have time, put those roots down as we did in the last segment, because that will really help you connect to the goddess, to the divine feminine, the primordial. And breathing is such an expansive thing to do. And it oxygenates the entire body. It calms you. It relaxes you. And really and truly, personally, I just think taking time to do some good abdominal breathing is just the most wonderful re-energizer. It's like having a quick nap. And obviously in the weeks to come, I'm going to be sharing loads of other wonderful tips for the week. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email and contact me. So questions, if you have any questions that you would like to send in, any things that you've noticed, then we're here. We're here to hear all about it. And this, if you like, has been your first taster for a very exciting journey into the depths of your soul, into the depths of your feminine power. And I want to end with a little bit of gratitude, certainly gratitude to Chris and Brian for helping produce this show tonight. And it's all been made very easy for a first time. It's really been wonderful. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in, for taking the time. I had somebody email me today and say, I'm not sure if I can sit still for an hour. And that in its own way gives you a message, you know, can we sit still for an hour and just really tune in and chill out and be. And so hopefully, you know, during the weeks to come, we're going to get to the stage where, yeah, you'll think it's Patricia, it's the Awakening Talk Radio Show, we're going to have a chill. And that's what I would love it to be. So bless you for tuning in and thank you so much. And I really hope you've had a good time because I certainly have. I'm going to ask you to join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk Show, I'm going to take you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey and teach you ways of how to balance your divine feminine and masculine energies. We really need to help you release the fullness of your potential at this time. It is so needed. You just so need to show up, guys. So I'm there to help you. But in the meantime, have a fabulous week, and I'll see you back here next time. And by the way, the music that's playing was written by me and my friends, John Sinclair, Roz Burnett, comes from a fabulous musical called The Awakening. So hope you enjoy.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.